Republicans and Democrats in the House picked their leaders this afternoon. As expected, John Boehner was elected to serve as House Speaker when his party becomes the majority in January. On the other side of the aisle, Democrats reelected Nancy Pelosi, who won despite concerns that the party needs new leadership in the wake of massive losses in the midterm elections. And in just a moment, we'll be talking with the actor David Suchet about his portrayal of Hercule Poirot. But joining us here in the studio is NPR political editor and our political junkie, Ken Rudin. And Ken, any surprises in the votes for the leadership?
No, but it's important to note that 43 Democrats did vote against Nancy Pelosi. That was not a record. There have been challenges in the past for the party leadership. But given the fact that the party is considerably smaller, more African-American, more liberal than it had been prior to the November 2nd results, the fact that there were 43 votes against her, and 68 Democrats in an earlier vote, Democrats wanted to postpone the elections until after Thanksgiving. Not exactly a ringing win of confidence for Nancy Pelosi, but again, the vote was 150 to 43, not really close.
Is there precedent for a speaker whose party has been defeated to stay on and serve as minority leader?
Yes, but not for a long time. I mean, we did know that after 2006, Dennis Hastert quit Congress within a year. Newt Gingrich, of course, was still speaker when he stepped down. The nearest precedent I could think of was Joe Martin of Massachusetts, who, after the Republicans lost control of the House in 1954, stayed on. He was defeated in the primary years later. It was like an intra-party coup, but he stayed on in Congress for another 12 years.
There was another intra-party dispute within the Democratic Party. The number two Democrat, Steny Hoyer, wanted to retain that position as the Democrats moved from the majority to the minority, but also one of the members of the Black Caucus wanted to move into that seat, too.
Well, that's exactly right, because once you're in the majority, you have the speaker, the majority leader, and the majority whip. When you go to the minority, you lose a speakership, so you lose a position. Jim Clyburn had been the whip, but because Nancy Pelosi will now be leader, Steny Hoyer moves down to whip. What do you do with Jim Clyburn, who, after all, is a member of the Black Caucus? And the Black Caucus made it clear that they didn't want Steny Hoyer pushing out the only African-American in the leadership. So Nancy Pelosi created a position called Assistant Leader, and Jim Clyburn will be that person. So again, the Democratic, despite the biggest Democratic drubbing in the House since 1938, they lost 61 seats so far. Pelosi, Hoyer, and Clyburn will still be the leadership.
And one more seat decided today when a Democrat in Illinois conceded the election in the 8th congressional district. There are still five outstanding.
There are six, right? And three of them are Democrats, so who are trailing. And there's also another result in Alaska. We're finally able to call the fact that Lisa Murkowski, the write-in candidate who was defeated for renomination in the August Republican primary, she has won another term. The only person since Strom Thurmond to win on a write-in election.
And also votes today for the House leadership in the Republican Party. No surprises there either.
No, today is John Boehner's 61st birthday, and he'll be chosen as leader and will be the speaker in January.
Ken Rudin, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks,
appreciate
Neil.
It.